Another day, another mountain of books to reshelve. Oh God, I swear, these people leave more lying around than they buy. Come on, Thomas Pynchon. Why would you even take this off the shelf? You know you're not going to read that. Jeez. Sorry, I thought I was alone. You do know we're close, right? I've been there. When I'm reading, I totally disappear. Once I got so caught up in Jenna, I burned down my whole kitchen. Whoosh! Didn't even look up. No, it's okay. You keep reading. You look pretty cozy, and I'm going to be a while. Just pretend I'm not here. Excuse me, just have to reach over you. There we go. Ooh, sorry, that's just one of my favorites. I love Fedette's poetry. What's your favorite collection? You haven't read any? You're so lucky. I wish I could read him for the first time again. Do you mind if I sit here? It even smells good. Oh, have you read this one yet? It's really great. It's called Teach Me. Such pretty things you said to me. Unbutton me some more. For I am yours to take tonight upon this forest floor. Let's make a bed in autumn leaves and leave no leaf unturned. Beneath these trees, please teach me, please, to learn a love unlearned. I forgot why it was my favorite. Not safe for work, that's for sure. I don't know. I like books. I like sex. It makes sense to me to combine them. There's just something so intimate about words. Like, not just being inside my body, but inside my head. Why am I telling you all this? Oh, another one? No, you. You'll just have to finish on your own, I think. That's true. Poetry is best read out loud. And I do have fantastic voice. You should have the full experience. Just let me find a good one. This one's appropriate. It's cold and cool. I love to watch you touch yourself on rainy afternoons. The wandering hands, soft little moans, hips twitching, wet fingers fucking. A solo show performed for one. Okay, so that wasn't exactly appropriate. I've never read that out loud. It's way dirtier than in my head. This is fun. Hey, where are you going? The science fiction section. What's that? Perdido Street Station? No, I haven't read it. I don't read a lot of sci-fi. Okay, I trust you. So, where is the good bits? Oh, so you know exactly where, huh? Start here? Okay. Let's see what you've got, shall we? She pulled his hand toward her gently, invited him to stroke the fragile things. Totally vulnerable, an expression of trust and love. The air between them charged. Isaac's cock stiffened. He traced branching veins in her gently vibrating wings with his fingers and watched the light that passed through them. He rocked up his skirt with his other hand, slid his fingers up her thigh. Her legs opened around his hand and close, trapped it. He whispered at her, filthy, and love and invitation. Wow, that's good science fiction. Sorry, I doubted you, that was. This armrest is kind of uncomfortable. Would you mind terribly if I sat on your lap? I just have to read that again. She pulled his hand toward her gently, invited him to stroke the fragile thing. It's okay if you touch me. The between them charged. Isaac's cock stiffened. Isaac's cock stiffened and he traced the branching veins in her. I can't read it. You kiss me, silly. You love my voice, huh? Yeah, it's pretty nice. What else do you love? You love to watch me touch myself? A stranger you don't know. My wandering hands and my Stuff with little moans. Hips twitching. Wet fingers. Fucking solo show. Performed for you. Fuck. This is so hard. I want you so much. I want. Whoa. Oh, one sec. Be right back. Real quick. Oh, where is it? Here we go. Oh, this. Well, oh, this. This is just something I wrote. See, I've never shared it with anyone. It's very, very personal. Would you like to hear it? Would you like me to read it to you? There is just one tiny little caveat. When I wrote this, I always imagined reading it while having sex. So, do you want the full experience? Okay. Sit back, sweetheart. Relax. No. Don't put it in yet. Listen closely. I'll let you know what to do. One night. The night I first felt you. Before we'd ever met. But I felt your eyes on my bed. On my hand between my legs. What did you see? The bead of sweat rolled down my neck and vanished in the seas. My thighs clasped tight, wet with thoughts of us. My lips parted just as late, gasping my hidden wish. Please. It's hard to read. To feel your weight push into me. Oh, falling again and again, and I taste the air off your skin. Oh, wait. What would drive you to hold me down, to make me moan? Oh, God, are you feeling this sweet pussy, you fucking, this fucking cunt? Who am I? A goddess? A whore? A lover? A slut? I want to know what you want. Your eyes hide nothing. Every dirty thought burns der was verbieten wird in der Ranze. Oh yes, 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 oh yes, 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 oh. So, what do you think of my writing? Oh, that's the best review I've ever gotten. Yeah, I have written more. A lot more. But it is unlikely. I guess if you wanted, you could come over for reading. Whatever, I couldn't clean up the rest tomorrow. Tonight, I just want to curl up with a good book. Come on. Oh! If you do know any more good sci-fi, go ahead and grab it. God, I love reading.